Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, John Schwab here from Curtain Call, and welcome to episode 67 of the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, the podcast that brings you backstage as close as you possibly can be to meet the people that make theater happen. If you are a theater professional or you know of any, just make sure that you or they go to curtaincallonline.com and sign up for a free theater professional profile with the code CCFREE when you go to sign up. So enter that code in, and just as it says in that code, it is free. So just go to curtaincallonline.com, join today, start connecting to the theater industry on our shiny new website. It's looking great, guys. And now for this week's podcast. A few months ago, we went over to the E&O London Coliseum to take in the theater spectacle that is Bat Out of Hell, the musical. It was brilliant. It started in Manchester before moving down to London, and last weekend, the entire London company started their run in Toronto, and that's in Canada, for those of you that don't know. The show was like nothing I'd ever seen or heard. I mean, the sound system in that theater, at least in the E&O, was incredible. From the first note, it just blew me away. And the singing on it was insane. And the amount of people on the stage and backstage was insane. I mean, there were so many people in that production that for the first time, I had to have help backstage to make sure that we talked to as many of the company as possible. Theo Bosenket, who you have heard on this podcast before, came with me. And we spoke to scores of people that night. And we hope to have the majority of that content up on our site at some point in the very near future. Now, this week, I thought in celebration of their opening in Toronto that I would bring you the full chat I had with Sharon Sexton, who plays Sloane in the show. I mean, Sharon has got a voice, people. I mean, seriously, the girl belts. She can sing, she can dance, she can move. She's awesome and she's gorgeous. We talked about everything from being in such a physically demanding show, various states of dress, and how a musical theater actor can keep their voice intact during a long run of a show that's such a big sing. And she has a huge sing in this show. So without further ado, have a listen. Really, this is an insane show. It is such a huge thing. Anyway, we'll get to that in a second. You're phenomenal. It's so much fun.
Thank you.
Smiled so much. I laughed. And the funny thing, there was a woman sitting in front of me, and she was doing this dance like the entire time. And it just made me giggle. And it made my night even better. But just the crowd, I've never heard a crowd like that at the end of a show.
This music means so much to people.
Yeah.
Like, it's incredible. Like, yeah. It's obviously, and because it's been around for so long as well, it's like a soundtrack to people's lives. They feel so passionate about it. So it's a massive risk to do a show like this and get it wrong.
It's incredible. So cool. So you guys started out in Manchester.
That's right.
You come here, and I'm asking Christine, like, how different was it for you? I mean, it's always something kind of technical that happens when you're playing to a new house, but you're on the same set.
We were on the same set, a little bigger, obviously, for measurements and stuff here. The set was built for here, and you can see that it kind of fits properly, whereas Manchester, we didn't realise it at the time, but it felt a bit more tighter, I suppose, like, you know, there wasn't as much space. But from an audience point of view, I think it was amazing to play Manchester because there's salt of the earth people up there,
yeah.
and they really got behind the show, and there are some real rock and roll lovers in Manchester.
Yeah.
So to have that confidence coming into London made us feel really good.
Oh, cool.
And they've been incredibly loyal, like they still all come down and travel to see the show. But you do feel when you get a show like this as well, the kind of mistakenly falls into the category of jukebox musical, that a London audience can kind of come, especially when it's played somewhere else, and sit on their hands somewhat and go, right, show us what you got.
Yeah.
So it was great to have 12 weeks of Manchester behind us going, we know we've got something really special, actually.
Yeah.
You know, it was brilliant. It gave us a confidence.
No, it's great.
And audiences here have just, like, lapped it up. It's been incredible.
It's great reviews. Great. I mean, that just, it is such a feel-good... I mean, it's bonkers. It's way out there.
Yeah,
it's actually
completely.
Crazy, but it was. Mm-hmm. But it is so much fun. I came out just laughing, smiling.
Right? Yeah, I know, and it's not like it's a joyous story. There's a lot of pathos in the piece. There's a lot of heavy, emotional ballads.
Yeah.
Which are, and Jim Steinman writes emotion, man. If there's something that he can write, it is. It makes you feel stuff, and like some of the ballads that we get to do. Like the new one, What Part of My Body Hurts the Most, it aches when you sing it. So to be able to, I'm really glad to hear that you found moments of light in the shade as well.
Oh yeah, no, listen, there is, listen, Jim Steinman writes a hell of a turn of a phrase, like in melody to go with it. Like it is just incredible.
There's no one like him.
There's nothing
there's
like
not.
It.
Somebody was saying, the show is still evolving here, obviously, we're editing things since Manchester and we're changing things again for London and we're changing things again for Toronto. And, you know, people can be a bit resistant to change when something has run for a long time. But if you talk to anybody who's recorded Steinman's work, I know that's something Meatloaf says about him a lot, like you would think you would be finished a number and then he would come into the studio the next day with another verse, which was a completely different melody,
right.
and then a second bridge that was a different melody again. And that's kind of the journey of all of his songs. They're like mini plays. They're... like one act shows
in each
number. So that's kind of, I think that's a really good kind of parallel for the show overall, because you don't know where it's going. You don't know what the heck is going to happen. It's just an emotional roller coaster.
That's
like.
Right. Are you looking forward to Toronto?
Yeah, I really am. I'm looking forward to seeing what they make of it, because I know like rock and roll is still kind of mainstream on the radios out there quite a lot.
Definitely the rock stations.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so
dedicated rock stations.
Yeah, and it's a big theatre town as well. So hopefully, I think it'll go down really well.
It's a beautiful city.
I haven't been.
Oh, you love it.
Yeah, I'm hearing really good things, so I'm quite excited about it.
Yeah, it's a good time of year to go. And yeah, you have a good time. You'll
Fingers
have a good time.
Crossed.
Physical demands of this show. So, like, it is, there's a lot of running around. You change about 528 times.
Yep.
On
stage and off.
Well, you undress on stage a lot.
That was fun when we went into the rehearsal room. Day one of rehearsals.
No.
Having not met anybody before. First show I've ever done where we haven't gotten a script until the day. So it was a cold read. And I remember we were sitting around just going. And I had heard that I was going to be singing Paradise by the Dashboard Light. And I went, all right, that's in a car. And we'll see how that goes. And then somebody in the stage directions, they went, so then we pull the tablecloth off the table and it reveals a convertible Cadillac. Then Sloane pops up in her underwear. And I remember going, oh. And then we push the car off the stage into the orchestra pit. And I remember going, double O. And then thinking to myself, going, this is either going to be the biggest pile of pants or the most incredible thing ever. Because there's no, you can't write down stage like that and half do it. So they really,
they've risen
to the challenge.
God, the end of that song, like the reaction from the audience, again,
phenomenal. It's incredible.
So cool. But there are a lot of, you know, physically, 8 shows a week, it's got to be pretty demanding.
It is, and it's a vocal marathon as well.
That's my second point. It's like, you know, there have been some higher profile people going off with their voice, both in the West End and Broadway and everything else. You have that, your sing, in fact, everybody's sing on the show is incredibly big.
Massive.
How do you sustain it over, like, what do you do to kind of make sure that you are able to sustain your voice? Because it is a massive thing.
Gin and tonic. And that's a half-truth. And, I think in the early days, I remember when we did the first sing-through in rehearsals, the first time we sang it through, we all kind of were walking around doing that actor thing where you have your hand over your throat like it's going to give you some kind of magic power or comfort, and it doesn't. We were all just looking at each other going, how are we going to do this? 8 shows a week, sometimes twice a day. Mm. But it's muscle memory. It builds up. And the first few months, we were all very, very well behaved and terrified and living like nuns and being really, really conscious and good. But I think once your muscles get into a rhythm, and it's almost easier, I think, to find the strength in your body and your voice if you're doing it 8 times a week.
Yeah,
I think people who actually do shows and have 2 or 3 swung shows off, I think it's more difficult for, like, for example, names, for example,
yeah,
who do shows and they only have to do a certain amount. I think that's more physically demanding because your body has a chance to kind of, you know,
goes back into resting mode
and then you have to start from scratch again.
Yeah.
Whereas they didn't go for any names in this production, really.
What are you talking about, Sharon?
Yeah, well, obviously, but don't tell anyone. but no, but they, you know, they kind of, they, and we've so, we were only, I was only talking about this with the director today. We have so many graduates in this show.
Yeah.
Like, more than I've ever seen before. And that's because, obviously, the Lost are supposed to be frozen at the age of 18.
Mm.
So, but they bring this huge energy, the ensemble, and this rawness and this kind of, like, passion to rock it out 8 shows a week. So when it's coming from every department, it's like, makes it easier.
Yeah.
You don't want to go off in the show because it's too much fun. Far too much fun.
I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
Thank you so much.
Not at all.
Sharon Sexton, the incredibly talented actress and singer, now appearing on stage at the Mirvish Theatre in Toronto in the ultimate rock show, Bat Out of Hell, the musical. Before we wrap up, just wanted to say, again, if you are a theatre professional and you want to join the network built by theatre professionals for theatre professionals, I have designed it along with Matt Humphrey, who is a photographer, and talking to a ton of people in the industry as we went backstage to produce our book, Curtain Call, A Year Backstage in London Theatre. When we started chatting to everybody, we realized that there's a big old gap in the industry, and that is a website that allows us to link everyone to each other. Basically like the IMDb plus LinkedIn for theatre. That's kind of what it is. So if you want to join that network, just head on over to curtaincallonline.com. Sign up for a free Curtain Call profile. You can get your headshot up there, your CV, you have show reels, voice reels, you know, it's a big old resource for you guys if you are a theater professional, and it is free. You can follow us on all the socials, that's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, at Curtain Call. We'd love to hear from you if you have any suggestions or feedback for the podcast. Get in touch with us via any of the social media platforms I just mentioned, or write to me at john@curtaincallonline.com. It leaves me to thank Sharon Sexton and the insane amount of people it takes to put on that production, Bat Out of Hell, the musical. If you'd like to know more about the cast and company out of Bat Out of Hell, just head on over to curtaincallonline.com. Said that a lot this episode, but that's because I'm proud of what we built. So head on over there, and you can search for the Bat Out of Hell show page on our site, where you can find headshots of the actors, see everyone who worked on the show behind the scenes, the producers, the musicians, and then you can link through to those people that they have worked with. So just go down the rabbit hole. Come on, it's fun. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, and I will catch you all next week. Bye.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.